greet you all in the sweet name of Jesus. What a joy to share the Word of God with you one more time. My wife sends a greeting to you. So this morning she was talking to me. And she asked me, did you mention my name? And you tell that I inquired about them. I sent my greetings to them. I said, okay, Ma, I'll do it today. So Tara is sending a greeting to you. We love this church very much. You all have been a part of us for a long time. And I see the hand of God on this church. And we do pray for you in our church. So we're looking for great things to happen in this church. And now God has put a desire in my heart. And I wanted to pray about it, and as the Lord leads, I want to do it. Because now many churches are coming up in our country and in our state. But there are pastors that is raising who don't know the truth.
Men det är pastorer som planter menigheter som inte känner till sanningen.
They don't know the basic doctrines.
De känner inte till de grundläggande den grundläggande läran.
So they are not leading people in the proper truth.
De leder inte folk I den rätta sanningen.
So that really has put a burden in my heart.
Det har lagt en nöd I mitt hjärta.
That I'm planning to train these pastors at least once a month, call them and give them a good teaching. And the practical ministry of what they know to do, what they need to do in God's kingdom. And the only thing that the expenses that will come to is the food that we need to provide for them. And maybe for a few pastors we may have to give the travel charges. Because many are really suffering financially. So if we could just, in the beginning to start them. And God will do the rest. When I started the ministry, I did not ask for any help. I never asked anybody. Until today, I never asked anybody. I don't have a secular job. I left my full-time job in
1981.
And until this day, I don't have a secular job. I trust God for all my needs. But God is good. God gave me a good wife. God gave me good two children. I raised them in the ways of God. And my children never lacked anything. The God I serve is a good God. I had faith my God will serve not only for me, but also for my children. And God is still good and faithful to me. Because I don't tell my need. Many in my own church think I'm a very rich pastor. Oh, he's traveling to America, he's traveling to Norway, he's traveling all there. He must be a very rich man. I'm not a rich man. But I have a rich God. His name is Jehovah Jireh. Who provides all my needs according to his riches. He provides every need. So I'm not praying for my need. I'm not asking for my need. I'm asking for the needs of the ministry. So please remember this in your prayer. And as the Lord leads, he can do whatever you feel in your heart. Yes, I'm planning to train about 30 to 40 pastors.
som jeg skal undervise.
So I'm praying about it and I want you to pray about it.
Så jeg ber over det, og ønsker at du også skal be over det.
See the Christian life, what it is all about.
Det kristne livet, det som det handler om.
We are all Christians.
Vi jo alle kristne.
We are supposed to live a Christian life.
Vi skal leve et kristent liv.
Bible calls us that we are born again believers.
Bibelen sier at vi gjenfødte troende.
Bible doesn't call us Christians.
Bibelen kaller oss ikke kristne.
It calls the faith of the household.
Ja, household det sier at vi troens husholdning.
Believers.
Troende.
Bible calls us believers.
Bibelen kaller oss troende.
We believe the Bible.
Vi tror på Bibelen.
We believe Lord Jesus Christ.
Vi tror på Jesus Kristus.
And we live by faith.
Og vi lever ved tro.
It is the world that called us Christians.
Det verden som kaller oss kristne.
But in the beginning, the Christian life was a puzzle to me.
Men i begynnelsen så var det kristne livet, det var som et puslespill. Man skulle prøve å sette sammen og forstå.
There was sometimes in my young days, we played a puzzle called dot, fill the dots.
Ja. Da jeg var barn, så lekte vi vi spilte et spill som at vi skulle fylle
that,
ut.
There will be a picture given, but no picture, only dots will be given.
Det var et bilde som var gitt, men det var egentlig ikke et bilde, det var bare sånn prikkemønster.
And only when you fill the dot,
og bare når du fylte mellom de prikkene,
you will get a picture.
Så vil du få et bilde.
And that's the picture it's supposed to be.
Og det var det bildet som det skulle være.
But you didn't know it in the beginning.
Men du visste det ikke I begynnelsen.
Once you started filling the dots,
then
we found out what that image was. So sometimes our Christian life is also like that, filling the dots. If I ask you, what is Christian life? One may say,
so en som kan si,
I go to church regularly.
Ja, jeg går fast på møter.
Because I'm a Christian.
Jeg en kristen.
I pray.
Jeg ber.
I read the Bible.
Jeg leser I Bibelen.
I'm a Christian.
Og jeg en kristen.
But what is that to do with the Christian life?
Men hva har det å gjøre med det kristne livet?
We don't know.
Vi vet ikke.
What does it mean to be a Christian?
Hva betyr det å være en kristen?
Have you ever thought about it?
Har du tenkt på det?
We've been living because sometimes we follow what other people say.
Noen ganger så følger vi bare etter hva andre sier.
If I ask you, why do you read the Bible?
Hvis jeg spør deg, hvorfor leser du Bibelen?
The reading, or you're reading your Bible every day, that's the question.
Hvorfor leser du Bibelen din hver dag? Det kan spørsmålet
være. There's not many Christians read the Bible every day.
Det jo mange kristne som ikke leser Bibelen hver dag.
I don't want you to reply, but I can reply to yourself.
Jeg ønsker ikke at du skal svare meg her nå, men du kan svare deg selv.
Do you read your Bible every day?
Leser du Bibelen din hver dag?
Don't answer me.
Ikke svar meg.
Answer your conscience.
Men svar din samvittighet.
Do you read your Bible every day?
Leser du Bibelen din hver dag?
Then the next question arises.
Og da neste spørsmål.
Because it put a question in my thing.
For det har skapt et spørsmål I meg.
A Christian life full of must and must not.
Kristne livet fullt av jeg må, dette må jeg, dette må jeg ikke.
A Christian life do this, do this, do this, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that.
Det kristne livet handler om gjør dette, gjør dette, ikke gjør dette, ikke gjør dette.
Is it full of rules and regulations?
Det fullt av lover og regler?
That I must follow the regulations?
At jeg må følge reglene?
If that's the question about the Christian walk ahead.
For det spørsmålet som jeg har hatt rundt min kristne vandring.
What does the reading of the Bible do to my life?
Hva gjør bibellesningen med mitt liv?
Why should I read the Bible every day?
Hvorfor skulle jeg lese Bibelen hver dag?
Many questions arise because God saved me at the age of 17.
Mange spørsmål har reist av Gud. Han frelste meg da jeg var 17 år.
So as a young boy, I had a lot of questions in my mind.
Men Gud, så hadde jeg mange spørsmål I mine tanker.
Because I'm a person who don't want to follow the crowd.
For jeg en person som ikke ønsker å følge mengde.
I want to know the answers myself.
Jeg ønsker å vite svaret selv.
So I prayed to God.
Jeg ba til Gud.
Say, God, I want to read the Bible.
Så Gud, jeg ønsker å lese Bibelen.
But I don't have to read because I have to.
Men jeg vil ikke lese fordi jeg må.
I want to read it because I want to.
Jeg vil lese det fordi jeg vil.
The difference I have to means it's mandatory, it is compulsory, you have to do it. That is religion.
Det at du må lese, Det är ju religion, krav om något som du må göra.
But when I want to do it, it is voluntary.
Men när jag önskar att göra det, då är det frivilligt.
Nobody has to force me.
Då är det ingen som tränger att tvinga mig.
I want to read the Bible.
Jag önskar att läsa Bibeln.
Not my parents is compelling me.
Det är inte föräldrarna mina som fortäller mig att jag må göra det.
Not the church is calling me to do it.
Eller menigheten som säger att
because I saw the significance in God's word that makes me I want to read it more and more and more.
För jag ser det fantastiska i Guds ord så gör att jag önskar att läsa mer och mer.
But how do you read the Bible?
Men hur läser du Bibeln?
Because I know when I was a young boy, my mother used to read the Bible.
Så prägde mamman min att läsa Bibeln.
Every day. Every day.
Dag.
But you know how she reads?
Vet du hvordan hun leste?
She keeps on reading the Bible.
Hun leste Bibelen.
Then he'll call one of his children.
Og så kalte hun på et av
for example, Nelson.
Og så Nelson.
He's reading the, she's reading the Bible.
Hun leste Bibelen.
She'll keep her hand there.
Hun holdt handa si der.
Then Nelson, wake up. It's time to go to school.
Og så Nelson, nå må du våkne. Du må gå på skolen.
Then she'll keep on reading.
Og så leste hun videre.
Then she'll call the servant.
Og så da ropte hun på.
Oh, did you make the coffee ready?
Har du gjort kaffen klar?
Then again she'll read it.
Og så leste hun litt til.
What goes into our mind?
Hva var det som da kom, ville komme inn i tankene?
As a mother, you read the Bible or go to work.
Som mor så leser du Bibelen, så går du på arbeidet.
Because Bible reading must be a concentrated reading.
Og når du leser Bibelen, så må det være en konsentrert.
That's how God taught me.
Det var det Gud lærte meg.
Don't be hearers of the word.
Ikke bare være ordets hørere.
But be doers of the word.
Men vær gjørere av ordet.
So when I read it, I must understand what I'm reading.
Jeg leser det, så må jeg forstå hva jeg
leser. And I must practice that in my life.
Og jeg må praktisere det i livet mitt.
If I don't practice, there's no use in reading the Bible.
Hvis ikke jeg praktiserer det, så det ikke noe vits i å lese Bibelen.
But for what reason are you reading the Bible?
Men for hvilken grunn det du leser Bibelen?
I'm not asking you, the Holy Spirit is asking you.
Jeg spør deg ikke, det den hellige ånd som spør deg.
Because I'm a Christian, I want to read it.
For jeg kristen, så ønsker jeg å lese det.
The Bible says
Bibelen sier
that we have to present our bodies a living sacrifice.
Vi må fremstille oss selv som våre legemer som et levende offer.
Note on the scriptures, I want to give you several scriptures this morning. You can note it down and have it, look at it later.
Du kan notere skriftstedene som jeg sier, da skal du heller lese det senere.
In Romans chapter 8 and verse 29.
I Romerne 8:29.
Bible says we are called to be confirmed to the image of Jesus Christ.
Ja.
8:29.
Ja, vi er kalt til å bli likedannet med hans sønns bilde.
God called us so that we can look like the image of Jesus.
Gud kalte oss for at vi kan se ut bli likedannet.
That when the world sees us, they must see the Christ in us. That's what the Bible is all about. Bible wants it to confirm to the image of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Let that thought sink in your mind. When they see me, they must see Jesus in me. Hallelujah. It's a challenge. We have been saved sometimes. We have been saved for 5 years, or 10 years, or 15 years, or 20 years, 25 years.
Vi kan ha vært frelst I 5, 10, 15, 20 år.
God saved me 41 years ago.
Gud han frelste meg 40 år siden.
No use in saying I'm saved for 40 years or 30 years.
Det ikke noe vits I å si jeg har vært frelst I 40 år eller 30 år.
Can the world see the image of Jesus in you?
Men kan verden se bildet av Jesus I deg?
Can they see Jesus in your words?
Kan de se Jesus I orda dine?
Can they see Jesus in your work?
Kan de se Jesus I arbeidet ditt?
Can they see Jesus in your walk?
Kan de se Jesus I vandringen din?
That's a challenge for every Christian.
Det en utfordring for hver kristen.
In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 6.
I 1. Johannes 2, 6.
He that saith abideth in him.
Han som sier at han blir I
should
ham,
also walk like Jesus walked.
Må også vandre sånn som Jesus vandret.
In John 2, 6.
I 1. Johannes 2, 6.
We must walk like Jesus.
Vi må vandre som Jesus.
Can we walk like Jesus?
Kan vi vandre som Jesus?
Bible is not a lie, it is the truth.
Bibelen ikke løgn, det sannhet.
If Bible says we need to walk, we need to walk.
Hvis Bibelen sier at vi skal vandre som han,
we can walk like Jesus.
Vi kan vandre som Jesus.
We can talk like Jesus.
Vi kan snakke som Jesus.
How can we do that?
Hvordan kan vi gjøre
det? I told you the Christian life is a puzzle.
Det kristne livet, ja, det som et puslespill.
Because some of our thoughts are, oh, I never thought like that before. I thought I'm a human. I can never be like Jesus. I can never be like Jesus. Then why does the Bible say so? He called you to be conformed to the image of Jesus. You can live like Jesus. You can do the works of Jesus.
Du kan gjøre det som Jesus gjorde.
That Jesus made disciples when he was on earth.
Jesus, han gjorde disipler da han var på jorda.
And when he was leaving the earth,
og da han forlot jorda,
in Matthew chapter 28 and last two verses,
I Matteus 28 og de siste to versene,
he told the people that looked at him,
så sa han til folka som så på ham,
go and make disciples. Hallelujah. Not only Jesus made disciples, he has given us that responsibility of making disciples. A disciple is a follower of Jesus. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, follow me as I follow Christ. Can you say that?
Kan dere si det?
Can you say that in your life?
Kan dere si det I livet?
Can you tell the people around you?
Kan du si til folka rundt deg?
You know, many times we escape by saying, oh, I'm only a human.
Mange ganger så slipper vi unna, så sier vi, ja, jeg jo bare et menneske.
I'm not God.
Jeg ikke Gud.
I'm only a human.
Jeg bare et menneske.
I have a lot of failures in my life.
Jeg masse feil I livet mitt.
God chose you among your failures.
Han har utvalgt deg med alle dine feil.
God knows who you are.
Han vet hvem du
But God wants you to tell the people.
Men Gud ønsker at du skal si
there is a Jesus in me.
Det en Jesus I meg.
Who changed me.
Som forandrer meg.
Who forgave my sins.
Som tilga alle mine synder.
Took away all the curses in my life.
Som har tatt bort alle forbannelser I mitt liv.
Who transformed my life.
Som har forvandlet livet mitt.
And now I live for him. A great change has come in my life. Jesus is doing the change in you. It is the lie of the devil who always accuses you of the failures and the sins you did in your past life. Devil will always say you are not fit. Devil will always say you are sinned. Devil will always say you are not holy. They will always say you are not fit to speak the word of God. Because his name is called the accuser of the brethren.
For hans navn, det brødrenes anklager.
He always accuses you.
Han anklager deg alltid.
But praise God.
Men priser Gud.
But one thing I can boldly say.
Jeg kan frimodig si.
All my sins.
Alle mine synder.
Are covered in the blood of Jesus.
De dekka av Jesu blod.
Jesus took away all my sins.
Jesus han tok alle mine synder.
And Jesus called me to this ministry.
Jesus kalte meg til denne tjeneste.
He made me fit in the kingdom of God.
Han satte meg I stand til Guds rikes tjeneste.
And he has made you fit in the kingdom of God.
Han også satt deg I stand.
You can tell the world.
Du kan si til verden.
That Jesus lives in you.
At Jesus bor I deg.
That's why he changed me completely.
Det derfor han forandret meg totalt.
So the basic thing that needs to happen in our life.
Så det grunnleggende som må skje I våre liv.
That why we pray, why we read the Bible.
Hvorfor leser vi, hvorfor ber vi?
In Romans chapter 12 and verse 2.
I Romerne 12:2.
Bible says.
Så sier Bibelen.
Be not conformed to the world. But be ye transformed by renewing of your mind. 12:2.
Skikk dere ikke lik denne verden, men bli forvandlet ved at deres sinn fornyes.
Remember this thought in your mind.
Husk på dette I dine tanker.
That Romans 8:29 told you before.
Og som romerne 8:29.
That I am confirmed to be like Jesus.
Ja, jeg skal bli likedannet med hans bilde.
When I am confirmed to be like Jesus.
Og når jeg da blir likedannet med hans bilde.
I cannot be conformed to the world.
Så kan jeg ikke være lik verden.
I cannot live like the world.
Jeg kan ikke leve som verden.
I can never live like the world.
Jeg kan aldri leve som verden.
But if that need to be happened.
Men hvis det trenger å skje.
I need to be transformed.
Da må jeg bli forvandlet for at det skal skje.
Transformation. You know, the best word is explained about the metamorphosis of the butterfly and the worm.
Ja, forvandling, det kan best forklares med det som skjer når en larve går fra larve til å bli sommerfugl.
See, the butterfly,
sommerfugle.
In the phase first it goes as a larva, as a just a worm.
Ja, fasen som den går gjennom, først så den jo bare en larve.
Then imagine nobody can see it.
Ingen kan se den.
It's ugly.
Den stygg.
Nobody wants to see it.
Og det ingen som har lyst til å se.
But the butterfly goes through a process.
Men sommerfuglen den går gjennom en prosess.
But one day,
en dag,
it comes out
så kommer den
as a beautiful, attractive color butterfly.
Som en vakker, attraktiv, fargerik sommerfugl.
It can fly.
Og da kan den fly.
It can attract.
Og da kan den tiltrekke.
That is transformation.
Det forvandling.
That your old image cannot be seen anymore.
Og så til ditt gamle bilde, det ser
that image of Jesus is being seen in you.
Men bare Jesus blir sett I deg.
That is what this transformation means.
Det det forvandling betyr.
See, reformation is something we read and then we change ourselves.
Reformation, det når vi leser noe, og så forandrer vi oss selv.
We read in the history, we see many people doing in reformation.
Men når vi leser historien, så kan vi se det mange mennesker som har gjort reformation.
They are trying to change the old.
De prøver å forandre på det gamle.
They are trying to change the bad to good.
De prøver å forandre det dårlige.
But Bible doesn't ask you to reform.
Men Bibelen har ikke kalt deg til å reformere.
Bible is asking you to conform.
Men Bibelen han ber deg om å bekrefte.
To the image of Jesus Christ.
Og bli forvandlet til
and
bilde.
Transform, be transformed.
Dermed gå gjennom en forvandling.
When people look at you.
Når mennesker ser på deg.
They should be amazed.
Så skulle de bli begeistret.
How you are changed.
Og se hvordan.
I cannot believe you are the same old person.
Jeg kan ikke forstå at du
den samme personen. That is how the word of God can do in your life.
Det hvordan Guds ord, hva det kan gjøre I ditt liv.
But how it can be done.
Men hvordan kan det skje?
Renewing of your mind.
Fornyelsen av ditt sinn.
Everything starts in the mind. Everything starts in the mind. In Proverbs 23 and verse 7.
I ordspråkene 23, 7.
As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Som en man tenker I sitt hjerte, sånn han.
As we think.
Som vi tenker.
Everything starts with thinking.
Alt begynner med tenkingen.
And that's why word tells you to renew your mind.
Og det derfor ordet sier at vi skal fornye vårt sinn.
Take away that carnal thoughts.
Ta bort de kjødelige tankene.
Remove those carnal thoughts.
Ta bort de kjødelige tankene.
And put the spiritual thoughts.
Legg til de åndelige.
Where does the spiritual thought comes?
Hvor kommer de åndelige tankene fra?
One only place.
Det eneste stedet.
The word of God. The word of God. The more you read.
Jo mer du leser.
The more you become.
Jo mer vil du bli.
The more you read.
Jo mer du leser.
The more you become.
Jo mer vil du bli.
The word of God
ord,
is called
Rhema,
living word.
Levende ord.
The word has power for everything.
Ordet, det kraft til allting.
God has settled his word in the heavens.
Gud, han stadfestet sitt ord I himmelen.
In Matthew 24, verse 35, Jesus himself said,
I Matteus 24, 35, så sier Jesus,
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away.
Himmel og jord, det skal forgå, men mitt ord, det skal aldri forgå.
His word is established forever.
Hans ord, det etablert for alltid.
This is the only thing that can renew your mind.
Det det eneste som kan fornye ditt sinn.
Word alone can change your life.
Ordet alene kan forvandle ditt liv.
Because it changes your thinking.
Fordi det forandrer din tankegang.
Paul used a challenge to the Philippians.
Paulus, han ga en utfordring til Filipperne.
In Philippians chapter 2,
I Filipperne 2,
and verse 5 through 8,
vers 5 til 8,
he tells the Philippians,
så sier han til Filipperne,
let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus.
La denne tanken være I dere som også var I Jesus Kristus.
Can I have the mind of Jesus?
Kan jeg ha Jesus sin?
Paul is saying, yes, let this mind be in you that was in Jesus. See, if I am in India, if I preach to my church, I do a lot of, I make the people to confess.
Så får jeg folka til å bekjenne.
They say confession is good for the soul.
For de sier at å bekjenne, det godt for sjelen.
But I'm afraid to do that here.
Men jeg redd for å gjøre det her.
That making some of you may be offended if
for
I tell you that.
For det noen av dere som blir støtt når jeg må be dere om å
But
gjøre.
Those who can tell that.
Men de som kan, de som tør og vil, de kan gjøre det.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Bible can change my thinking.
Bibelen kan forandre min tankegang.
Bible can change my thinking.
Bibelen kan forandre min tankegang.
It can take away the carnal thoughts.
Det kan ta bort kjødelige tanker.
And put the spiritual thoughts.
Og kan legge til åndelige tanker.
Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus.
La dette sinnet være I dere som også var I Jesus Kristus.
Can you believe?
Kan du tro?
That I can have the mind of Jesus.
At jeg kan ha Jesus.
It's impossible to our mind to understand.
Det umulig for vårt sinn å forstå.
Our mind, our flesh will always say no, no, no.
Våre tanker og vårt kjød det sier nei, nei.
But if the word says so,
Men hvis ordet sier det,
I believe so.
Så tror jeg det.
I believe so.
Jeg tror det.
So word can change my life that I can think like Jesus.
Så ordet det kan forvandle livet mitt. Så
See,
Jesus.
Yesterday I was talking about the love of Jesus.
I går så snakket jeg om Jesus
that kjærlighet. We should all have that love.
At vi skal ha den kjærligheten.
And remember the love of Jesus showed practically at Garden of Gethsemane.
Husk på den kjærligheten som Jesus viste praktisk I Getsemanehagen.
The night before he was going to be betrayed by Judas.
Natten før han skulle bli bedratt av Judas.
He was caught by the and the whole night before he was being caught he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane.
Han ble jo fanget der og hele natten før han ble tatt til fange så ba han I Getsemanehagen.
If you read in Matthew 26 you'll understand this whole thing.
Matteus 26 så vil du se dette.
He was so troubled in the spirit.
Han var så urolig I sin ånd.
So I'm telling you now to think about the human side of Jesus.
Og nå skal du se for deg den menneskelige siden.
Because we all believe that Jesus, when he lived on earth, he was 100% human.
For vi tror jo at da Jesus levde på jorda, så var han 100% menneske.
Just like you and me, he was 100% human.
Akkurat som deg og meg, så var han 100% menneske.
He was troubled in the spirit.
Og han var urolig I sin ånd.
And he had three close friends.
Han hadde tre nære venner.
That wherever he went to be alone, he took them.
Og hvor enn han gikk for å være alene, da tok han disse tre.
You know, Peter, James and John.
Peter, Jakob og Johannes.
Since you know the scripture, I'm just quoting the example.
Dere kjenner jo til skriftene, så jeg bare siterer.
He always takes them with them and shares his heart with them.
Han tok alltid disse tre med seg og delte hjertet sitt.
Even when he went to the Mount of Transfiguration.
Og da han også gikk på forklarelsesberg.
He took the three with them.
Så tok han dem tre med seg.
And gave a revelation to them who he was.
Og ga dem en oppenbaring om hvem han var.
So these three people were close associates of Jesus.
Så disse tre, de var nære venner av Jesus.
So on this day when he was troubled so much.
Så på denne dagen når han hadde det så vanskelig.
He called the three disciples.
Så kalte han de tre disiplene.
And they all went to the Garden of Gethsemane.
Og gikk sammen med han inn I Getsemane.
And then he tells them.
Og så sier han til dem.
I'm troubled.
Jeg har det vanskelig.
I know I came for this hour.
Og jeg vet at jeg skulle komme til denne timen.
But would you tarry with me for one hour?
Men kan dere bare være med meg I en time?
He's requesting his close friends.
Han ber sine næreste venner.
Can you pray with me for one hour?
Kan dere be med meg I en time?
But we know what happened.
Men vi vet jo hva som skjedde.
He told them to pray.
Han bad dem om å be.
And went afar.
Og så gikk han litt lenger bort.
And he prayed there.
Og han bad der.
But when he came back,
men da han kom tilbake,
they were sleeping.
Så sov de.
How much he would have been broken.
Og tenk på hvordan vi hadde blitt brutt sammen av det.
I'm troubled in my spirit.
Og jeg har det vanskelig. Jeg urolig.
I need somebody to hold me in prayer.
Jeg trenger noen som kan holde meg oppe.
Here are my so-called friends.
Her mine såkalte venner.
They couldn't even pray for me for 1 hour.
Og de kunne ikke be sammen med meg en time.
They can't see my trouble that I'm going through.
De klarte ikke å se alle problemene som jeg går gjennom.
He comes and wakes them up and asks them one more time.
Han kommer og så vekker han dem og så ber han dem en
Can he tarry with me for 1 hour?
Kan dere I
How
en time
he is
bare.
Begging.
Han ber dem.
Because Bible says when he prayed.
For Bibelen sier at da han bad,
he was so much broken
så var han så
that even his sweat came as blood.
At svetten hans, den kom ut som blod.
I don't think no human would have had that experience.
Jeg tror ikke noen menneske har hatt den
like
opplevelsen.
Our blood coming as our sweat coming as blood.
At svetten vår blir som blod som kommer ut.
He was so much broken.
Han var så sønderbrutt.
And an angel from heaven had to come down to console him.
Och en ängel från himlen måste komma ned för att trösta honom.
What was his prayer?
Vad var bönen hans?
He told the father.
Han sa till fadern.
Father, remove this cup from me.
Ta detta beger från
mig. Nevertheless, not as I will, but let your will be done.
Min vilja ske.
I'm talking about the mind of Jesus.
Jag snackar om Jesus sinnelag.
He could have chosen what he willed.
Han kunne ha valgt akkurat hva han ville.
He said, Lord, not my will.
Men han sa, Herre, ikke min vilje.
My will was to remove this cup from me.
Og min vilje, det at dette begeret skal tas fra meg.
I don't want to go through this path.
Jeg ønsker ikke.
Remove this cup from me.
Ta dette bort fra meg.
That's my will.
Det min vilje.
But I don't want that.
Men jeg vil ikke at min vilje skal skje.
Your will to be done.
Jeg vil at din vilje skal skje.
That is the mind of Christ.
Det
No matter what.
Uansett hva.
No matter what.
Uansett hva.
I want this Jesus.
Så ønsker jeg Jesus.
Take away my blessing.
Ta bort velsignelse.
Take away anything in my life.
Ta bort alt I mitt liv.
I want Jesus.
Men jeg vil ha Jesus.
I want the mind of Jesus.
Jeg ønsker å ha Jesus sinnelag.
We sing the song.
Vi synger I sangen.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turn. The next verse says, the world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me, no turning back. Sometimes it makes me cry. It feels like I'm lying to God. It seems so good to sing about the song. But many times I failed God. Because I let the world rule me. I let the world take over my life. But still, my Jesus loves me. He never left me. He loves me.
Han elsker meg.
See, he was so much persecuted in the spirit.
Han var så forfulgt I sin ånd.
He's praying like that.
Han ba som det.
Broken.
Brutt.
Totally broken.
Helt nedbrutt.
See, we are also broken sometimes in life.
Vi også brutt noen ganger I vår.
When we have failure, when we have discouragement, when we lose somebody, we cry.
Når vi mister noen eller når vi lider nederlag.
But not to the extent of blood coming as sweat.
Men aldri sånn at svetten kommer som blod.
He's praying like that, totally broken.
Han var helt sammenbrutt.
And here comes Judas.
Og så kommer Judas.
In the night.
På natten.
He comes to betray Jesus.
Han kommer for å bedra Jesus.
He comes to show who Jesus is.
Han kommer for å vise hvem
and Jesus knew that.
Og Jesus visste det.
Jesus knew he is coming because he already told him, go and do what you want to do, Judas. He already knew that Judas is going to betray him. But when he came near him, if you and I was there, with the situation that he was in, that he was totally broken, he was praying to the Father like anything, and his own friends have left him, nobody to encourage him, and here comes
Judas
to betray him. You and I, if were there, we would have shouted at
Judas.
You are how much I am broken in my life, and you are coming to betray me.
So nedbrutt I livet mitt nå, så kommer du for å bedra meg.
We would have really spoken with very anger in our spirit that we would have spoken to
Judas. Med sinne så hadde vi ropt ut til
Judas. But what was the mind of Jesus?
Men hva var Jesus sinnelag?
He called him.
Han kalte han.
My friend.
Min venn.
Wow. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you. Can you call the one who betrays you my friend? You can do it if you have Jesus in your mind. Jesus can help you to call your enemies as friend. Our human cannot do that. Our education will not do that. But the Jesus in us wants to do that. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ
Jesus.
It's possible. It's possible. Only thing, our carnal has to be crucified. Our flesh has to be crucified. Our anger has to be crucified. Our status has to be crucified. Our wealth has to be crucified. I take
Jesus.
I leave the world. We want to have the mind of Christ. I want to go further with the second Philippians, the Philippians chapter 2. What did Jesus do to have that mind? I don't have time to read the scriptures, but I'm quoting the scriptures from verse 5 through 8 that Jesus says, let this mind be in them. Paul is writing to the Philippians about Jesus. Let this mind be in Jesus. What was that? Though he was God. He was God. He was God. But he emptied himself. Put aside all the godly characters and all the godly natures. Like emptying means just throwing off the dress. Throwing off the authorities. Throwing all the powers that as a God.
He
emptied himself.
Han
not to be called as God anymore. But Bible still says he was equal to God.
Men Bibelen sier at han var lik Gud.
You in the garden get some money.
When
a disciple took a knife and cut the soldier's ears.
Da disiplen tok sverdet for å kutte av øret til soldaten.
You know what Jesus said?
Vet du hva Jesus sa?
If I had called the Father,
hvis jeg hadde kalt på Faderen,
he would have sent me a legion.
Så kunne han sendt en legion.
He had the power.
Han hadde kraften.
But he did not use it.
Men han brukte den ikke.
That was only the time to use it.
Det var jo en gang han kunne ha brukt den.
See, that is the mind of Christ.
Det
He came for this purpose.
Han kom for denne hensikten.
He came for this hour.
Han kom for akkurat denne
He came to carry the sins of the world.
Han kom for å bære verdens synd.
He knew that he was going in the will of God.
Han visste at han gikk I Guds vilje.
But what we try to do,
men det vi prøver å gjøre,
when we get into some kind of trouble,
når vi kommer inn I trøbbel,
we want to use our power.
Så vil vi bruke vår makt.
Hey, you know you are who I am?
Ja, vet du hvem jeg
If I call the police, you know what will happen now?
Jeg ringer til politi, så vet du hva som vil skje.
Jesus opened not his mouth.
Men Jesus, han åpna ikke sin munn.
Though he was God,
selv om han var Gud,
he counted not being equal to God, but emptied himself.
Han utømte seg selv, og han valgte ikke å være lik Gud.
And became a slave.
Og han ble en slave.
A bond servant.
En tjener.
Servant of all.
En alles tjener.
He took the least position.
Han tok den laveste stillingen.
That's why even before going to the garden, they had the communion that Jesus had.
Og det var da når de hadde delte brød sammen før han gikk til hagen.
Where he put a towel and washed the disciples' feet.
Og så tok han et håndkle rundt seg og så vasket han
disiplenes feet. That was a job of a servant in a Jewish home.
Det var jo jobben til en tjener I et jødisk hjem.
Because they washed because the feet used to be very ugly and very dirty. So when they entered the house, the servant washed the feet.
For føttene pleide å være veldig skittende, så når de kom inn I huset, så var det tjeneren som kom for å vaske.
It was a slave's job.
Det var en slaves jobb.
But here the master is doing.
Men her var det mesteren.
That's why he told the disciples.
Og det var derfor han sa til disiplene.
You call me master?
Dere kaller meg master.
If I, your master, do this, you do to one another.
Hvis jeg mester og gjør dette, så
He showed humility.
Han viste ydmykhet.
Even though he had the power, he showed humility.
Selv om han hadde kraft, så viste han ydmykhet.
Can you show that humility?
Kan du vise den ydmykheten?
Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus.
La dette sin være I dere som var I Jesus Kristus.
Bible says that he humbled himself.
Bibelen sier at han ydmyka seg.
Nobody told him to humble.
Det var ingen som sa at han
He humbled himself. That's why Bible requires the Christian to live a life of humility all the time.
Det derfor Bibelen sier at de kristne de skal leve et ydmykt liv.
A life of humbleness no matter what.
Et liv I ydmykhet,
How high God may lift us.
Og samme hvor høyt Gud vil løfte oss.
How high God may bless us.
Samme hvor mye Gud vil velsigne oss.
God may give you many wealth.
Gud kan, kanskje han gir deg mye
God rikdom. May give you many possessions.
Han kan gi deg store posisjoner.
But in my heart,
Men I mitt hjerte,
I must stay humble.
Så må jeg forholde meg
I That was the mind of Jesus.
Ja, det var Jesus.
And that's why we read the Bible.
Og det derfor vi leser Bibelen.
That's why we pray.
Det derfor vi ber.
Because Bible can only transform our life.
Det bare Bibelen som kan forvandle våre liv.
Nothing else can transform our life.
Ingenting annet kan forvandle våre liv.
It can change your thinking.
Det kan forandre tankegangen.
Because world has something to say.
For verden har noe å si.
But Bible has something to say.
Men Bibelen.
And our choice must always be the word of God. Always the word of God. Let me finish with these three things. The word of God says that we as Christians have a fight to fight.
Guds ord sier at vi som kristne vi har en kamp å kjempe.
We need to fight.
Vi må kjempe.
But we don't fight against flesh and blood.
Men vi kjemper ikke mot kjøtt og blod.
Wow, I thought. We fight against flesh and blood.
Oi, jeg trodde vi kjempet mot kjøtt og blod.
We don't fight against flesh and blood.
Men det gjør vi ikke.
There is no fight between mother-in-law and father and daughter-in-law.
Det ikke noe kamp mellom svigermor og svigerdatter.
No fight.
Det ikke noe kamp.
There's no fight between the children and the parents.
Og det ikke noe kamp mellom barn og foreldre.
There is no fight between you and the neighbor.
Og det ikke noe kamp mellom deg og naboen din.
And there is no fight between you and the people working above you.
Eller mellom deg og de som jobber over deg.
But sometimes we get a image that that person is the cause of what I'm getting into trouble now.
Men noen ganger så tenker vi at den personen grunnen.
And we try to fight that person.
Og så prøver vi å kjempe.
We try to overcome that person.
Og overvinne den personen.
We want to revenge that person.
Og vi vil ta hevn.
But as a Christian, you should not do that.
Men som kristne, så skulle vi ikke gjøre det.
We don't fight against flesh and blood.
Vi kjemper ikke mot kjøtt og blod.
Bible clearly teaches us
Bibelen, den sier
in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12,
I Efeserne 6, 12
that we don't fight against flesh and blood.
Vi kjemper ikke mot kjøtt og blod.
There are three things you need to fight.
Men det tre ting du skal kjempe mot.
Throughout your life.
I livet ditt.
Three things.
Tre ting.
Not your neighbors.
Ikke naboen din.
Not a flesh, not any human.
Ikke noe menneske.
But you need to fight.
Men du trenger å kjempe.
Because Paul told Timothy to fight a good fight of faith.
For Paulus han sa til Timoteus, kjemp troens gode strid.
We have a fight.
Vi har en kamp.
But you need to know your enemy.
Men du trenger å kjenne
fienden. You need to know whom you are fighting.
Du trenger å vite hvem du kjemper med.
Then we will fight, you know, generously and we'll fight righteously.
Og da kan vi få stride en god strid og på en rett måte.
The first enemy, of course, we know is Satan.
Den første fienden, som den kjenner vi til, det Satan.
But always Satan is not the cause.
Men det ikke alltid Satan som grunnen.
Because Bible says he is like a roaring lion.
For
looking for people whom he may devour.
Som en brølende løve som søker etter mennesker han kan oppsluke.
Satan doesn't want you to do the will of God.
Satan ønsker ikke at du skal gjøre Guds vilje.
Satan doesn't want you to do the ministry of Jesus.
Satan ønsker ikke at du skal tjene Jesus.
Satan doesn't want you to build the kingdom of God.
Han vil ikke at du skal bygge Guds rike.
That's why Jesus called him the thief.
Det derfor Jesus kalte han en tyv.
He comes to kill, to destroy.
Han kommet for å drepe og ødelegge.
So Satan is always there to destroy your life.
Så Satan alltid der for å ødelegge våre liv.
But praise God.
Men prise Gud.
Our Jesus has overcome him.
Vår Jesus har overvunnet ham.
He has beaten him.
Han har slått ham.
He that Satan has no power over the believers.
Satan han har ingen makt over de troende.
Do you believe that?
Tror du det?
No power in this world can come against you.
Ingen makt I denne verden kan komme imot deg.
Because Jesus has won the victory.
Og Jesus har vunnet seieren.
And we are washed by the blood of Jesus.
Og vi vasket I Jesu blod.
We are saved by the blood of Jesus.
Vi frelst ved Jesu blod.
That Satan has no control over your life.
Og Satan han ingen kontroll over
But you have power over Satan.
Men du har makt over Satan.
You have power over the evil spirits.
Du har makt over de onde ånder.
You have power over the demonic actions.
Og du har makt over de demoniske
Because Jesus handlinger. Lives in you.
Jesus
you have the power.
Og derfor så har du kraft.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to use the power against the demonic forces.
Du trenger å bruke den makten mot de demoniske krefter.
You and I can boldly say.
Du og jeg kan frimodig si.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Vik bak meg, Satan.
We have the power to say that.
Vi har makt til å si det.
We have the authority to say that.
Vi har autoritet til å si det.
Get thee behind me, Satan.
Vik bak meg, Satan.
You have no control over my life.
Du har ingen kontroll over
meg. I live for Jesus.
Jeg lever for Jesus.
And Jesus lives in me.
Og Jesus lever I meg.
So you can easily overcome Satan.
Så du kan lett overvinne Satan.
When you know your authority.
Fordi når du kjenner din autoritet.
So that thing is easy to fight.
Så det jo lett å kjempe mot.
But don't fight in your own might.
Men ikke kjemp I din egen makt.
Don't fight with the intellect.
Ikke kjemp med intellektet ditt.
Fight with the spirit.
Kjemp I ånden.
See, that is the only way God says, you know, that we need to fight the devil.
Det eneste måten Gud sier vi skal kjempe mot djevelen.
We need to fight the devil.
Vi må kjempe mot djevelen.
In James 4:7.
I Jakob 4:7.
Resist the devil,
Stå imot djevelen,
and he will flee from you.
Skal han fly fra dere.
You must resist the devil.
Du må stå imot djevelen.
Don't give room for the devil.
Ikke gi djevelen rom.
You have the power to resist the devil.
Du har makt til å stå han imot.
But the second thing you need to fight.
Men det andre tingen som du må kjempe imot.
That's very hard.
Det veldig vanskelig.
Very hard.
Veldig vanskelig.
Because the second enemy.
For den andre fienden.
Is the world.
Det verden.
The world.
Verden.
The things of the world.
Tinga som I denne verden.
The materialism.
Materialismen.
See, Jesus told in Matthew chapter 6.
Jesus sa I Matteus 6.
That you cannot serve two gods.
At ikke du kan tjene to herrer.
One is God.
Den ene Gud.
Another is the mammon.
Og den andre mammon.
The things of this world.
Det det som hører denne verden.
That you cannot serve the world and you cannot serve God.
Du kan ikke tjene verden og Gud.
But I'm very sorry to say. Even the Christians, for them the value is more than the value in the Word of God.
Yes.
See, You want to give your child the best education.
Du ønsker å gi barnet ditt den beste utdannelse.
You want to get your child the best job.
Du ønsker at barnet ditt skal få den beste jobben.
And you want to see your child is well secured.
Og du ønsker å se at barnet ditt har
to live in this world.
Å leve I denne verden.
And that seems to be more valuable for us.
Og det virker mer verdifullt for oss mange ganger.
The money, the education, the work seems to be more valuable.
Penger, utdannelse, arbeid virker å være mer verdifullt.
Don't say no to that.
Ikke si nei til det.
Because we give all our life to that.
Fordi vi gir jo livet vårt til det.
If you think about your life, how much time you spend on these things, your whole lifetime.
Ja, tenk på det I livet ditt. Hvor mye tid du bruker på det, ja, så det nesten hele livet.
Your lifetime is spent on that.
Livet ditt blir brukt på det.
And we say we have to live in this world. I have to live in this world.
Så sier vi, jeg må leve I denne
so
verden.
I need these things.
Så jeg trenger disse
so
tingene.
Those things have become valuable.
Så de tingene, de verdifulle.
But Bible says,
Men Bibelen sier,
when we live for God,
når vi lever for Gud,
when we seek the kingdom of God,
når vi søker Guds rike,
all these things will be added unto you.
Så vil alt dette bli gitt oss I tillegg.
God wants to give what all the things you need in this world,
Gud,
God wants to give it to you.
Gud ønsker å gi deg det du trenger I denne verden, han vil gi det.
But we live for the world.
Men vi lever for verden.
The worldliness is still in us.
Verden I oss, den fortsatt I oss.
We don't want to be conformed like Jesus.
Vi ønsker ikke å bli som Jesus.
Whatever the latest fashion comes.
Når den siste moten kommer.
The latest style of dress comes.
Og den siste klesstilen kommer.
We want to wear that.
Så det vi vil ha på oss.
Hey, I like it.
Jeg liker det.
It's not you.
Men det ikke deg.
It's a self in you.
Selve.
You want to be conformed to the world.
Du ønsker å bli forvandlet til verdens bilde.
But they that are of Christ.
Men de som av Kristus.
You need to be crucified.
Trenger å bli korsfestet.
You need to be crucified.
Trenger å bli korsfestet.
Because the fashion of this world.
For denne verdens mote.
Every day.
Hver dag.
It is coming very, very, very sensual and emotional.
Så blir det sensuelt og følelsesmessig.
It's disturbing the lifestyle of the people.
Og det forstyrrer menneskers livsstil.
It's disturbing the society.
Og det forstyrrer samfunnet.
The young people are drawn to it.
Og de unge menneskene, de blir dratt imot.
That's why they want to come to church.
Og det derfor de ikke ønsker å komme til menigheten.
Because world has offered more enticing thing to them than the church can offer.
For verden, det tilbyr det mer spennende og tiltrekkende ting enn det menigheten gjør.
We have a fight to fight to the world.
Vi har en kamp å kjempe mot verden.
See, James goes on to say,
Jakob han sier,
that if you love the world,
hvis du elsker verden,
and if you also love the Lord,
og du også elsker Herren,
it's almost like prostitution.
Det som hor.
You can't love two persons.
Du kan ikke elske to
personer. That is prostitution.
Ja, det god.
But James 4:4 says that.
Men Jakob 4:4 sier det.
If you love the world and love God.
Hvis du elsker verden og elsker Gud.
And if you have the love of the world.
Og hvis du har verdens kjærlighet.
You don't have the love of God in you.
Så har du ikke Guds kjærlighet.
I'm not saying it.
Jeg sier det ikke.
The word of God is saying it.
Det Guds ord som sier det.
If we love the world.
Hvis vi elsker.
We don't have the love of God in us. So world is one thing we need to fight.
Så verden, det en ting
no kind of worldliness should be in us.
Og ikke noe slags
Jesus told his disciples. Jesus told his disciples.
Jesus sa til
dem, I am not of this world.
Jeg ikke av denne verden.
So are ye. Ye are not of this world.
Heller ikke av denne
the world will hate you because it hates me.
Verden vil hate dere fordi den hatet
so
meg.
If you are a godly person, the world is going to hate you. Why? You don't follow the system of the world. You don't follow the patterns of the world. You don't go to the lifestyle. And they get irritated. And they mock at you. They don't want you to like, live that lifestyle. There is a world you need to fight. The third thing you need to fight.
Det tredje som vi må kjempe
the worst thing.
Og det verste.
Very hard.
Det veldig vanskelig.
Because even after you are saved.
For til og med etter at du blir frelst.
You have to live with it.
Så må du leve med det.
It's the flesh.
Og det kjødet.
The carnal mind.
Det den kjødelige tankegangen.
The carnal mind.
Kjødelig.
It will never die.
Det vil aldri dø.
As long as you live,
så länge du lever,
the carnal mind is in you.
Så vill den kjødelige tankene være.
And that carnal mind wants to take over.
Og kjødelige tankegangen, det vil
ta. In Galatians chapter 5,
i Galaterne 5,
he says there's a fight between the spirit and the flesh.
Jeg tror at det en kamp mellom ånden og kjødet.
The flesh does not want you to do the things of the spirit, and the spirit does not want you to do the things of the flesh.
Kjødet ønsker ikke at du skal gjøre åndens ting, og ånden ønsker ikke at du skal gjøre kjødets ting.
So when you give room to the spirit,
så når du gir rom for ånden,
the flesh will die.
Så vil kjødet dø.
When you give room to the flesh,
og når du gir rom for
the kjødet, spirit will die.
Så vil ånden dø.
So it's our choice.
Så det vårt valg.
The flesh will be there throughout our life.
Kjødet vil være der gjennom hele livet.
You can go home and read Romans chapter 8.
Du kan gå hjem og lese Romerne.
It talks about the carnal mind and the spiritual mind.
Du snakker om det kjødelige sinnet og det åndelige sinnet.
And God wants you to have the spiritual mind.
Gud ønsker at du skal ha det åndelige sinnet.
That you can live a holy life.
Så du kan leve et hellig liv.
You can live a life pleasing to the Lord.
Så du kan leve et liv som tilfredsstiller Gud.
And do you ever wonder?
Lurer du på?
That one day when you go to heaven,
en dag når du kommer til himmelen,
we need to give an account of our life.
Og du må gjøre regnskap for livet ditt.
Have you ever wondered about that?
Har du noen gang tenkt på
det? It's a reality.
Det en realitet.
We are going to give an account of the lifestyle we lived.
Vi skal gjøre regnskap for det livet vi har levd.
When we meet the Savior,
når vi møter frelseren,
what is he going to tell you?
Hva skal han si til deg?
Oh, come, thou faithful servant.
Og kom, du trofaste tjener.
Is he going to give you the testimony?
Vil han gi deg det vitnesbyrdet?
Or is he going to be sad at you when he sees you?
Eller vil han bli lei seg når han ser deg?
God wants you to live a Christian life.
Gud ønsker at du skal leve et kristent liv.
Remember the thing, the thoughts I told you today.
Husk på de tankene som jeg har gitt deg I dag.
You can live like Jesus.
Du kan leve som Jesus.
You can bless the people like Jesus.
Du kan velsigne menneskene som Jesus.
You can pray like Jesus.
Du kan be som Jesus.
You can heal the sick like Jesus.
Du kan helbrede de syke som Jesus.
You can cast out demons in the name of Jesus.
Du kan kaste ut demoner I Jesu navn.
Because Jesus has given you the power.
Og Jesus han har gitt deg makt.
But one challenge the Holy Spirit leaves before you today.
Men en utfordring som den Hellige Ånd gir deg I dag.
Live the life of a Christian.
Lev livet som en kristen.
As the word of God says.
Som Guds ord sier.
God bless you.
Gud velsigne deg.
I want to pray for you today.
Jeg skal be for dere I dag.
The flesh may say it is tough.
Kjødet kan si at det vanskelig.
The flesh may say it is impossible.
Kjødet kan si at det umulig.
And the flesh may say, nobody is living that lifestyle.
Og kjødet kan si, det ingen som lever sånn.
But today the Holy Spirit is telling.
Men I dag så sier den Hellige Ånd.
If you allow me.
Hvis du tillater meg.
If you allow my word.
Hvis du tillater mitt ord.
I can change you.
Så kan jeg forvandle deg.
I can make you do the works of Jesus.
Og jeg kan gjøre sånn at du gjør Guds, Jesus.
I can help you to have the mind of Christ.
Jeg kan hjelpe deg til å ha Kristi sinnelag.
I can help you to crucify the flesh.
Jeg kan hjelpe deg å korsfeste kjødet.
Because the Holy Spirit will come and convict you.
Og den Hellige Ånd vil overbevise deg.
The Holy Spirit will guide you.
Den Hellige Ånd vil lede deg.
The Holy Spirit will lead you.
Den Hellige Ånd vil lede deg.
But are you willing?
Men du villig?
You can live a life of Jesus.
Du kan leve et liv som Jesus.
You can have the mind of Christ.
Du kan ha Kristi sinnelag.
God wants you to have it.
Gud ønsker at du skal ha det.
I want to pray for you today.
Jeg skal be for deg I dag.
That God, may God give you His mind to you.
Gud kan gi deg sitt sinnelag.
If you need a special prayer,
hvis du trenger forbønn,
that God has ministered to me,
Gud har virket
på deg. I want to humble myself before God.
Jeg ønsker å ydmyke meg for Gud.
And I'm asking God to transform my life.
Og jeg ber Gud om å forvandle livet mitt.
I'm asking God to give me His mind.
Gud om å gi meg hans tanker.
I want to pray for you today.
Jeg skal be for deg I dag.
If you need a special prayer,
hvis du trenger en spesiell,
I want you to lift up your right hand.
Kan du få lov å løfte din
so that I can pray for you.
Og skal jeg be for deg.
That may God give you His mind.
At Gud kan gi deg sine tanker.
May God give you His words.
At kan gi deg sine ord.
God bless those hands.
Gud velsigne disse
hendene. God is looking at those hands. Nobody can change you.
Ingen kan forandre deg.
The Spirit of God can change you.
Men Guds ånd kan forandre.
The Word of God can change you.
Guds ord kan forandre.
That Jesus in you will transform you.
Jesus I deg vil forvandle deg.
Heavenly Father, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Himmelske far, vi kommer fram for deg I Jesu mektige navn.
Lord, you want us to live like you walked on earth.
Herre, du ønsker at vi skal leve som du vandret på jorda.
You want us to have your mind. You want us to do the work that you did. You want us to make disciples in this world. I pray for those people who heard your word today.
Jeg ber for disse menneskene som har hørt ditt ord I dag.
Help them to have your mind.
Hjelp dem til å ha ditt sinnelag.
Throughout their life.
Gjennom livet.
Transform their lives.
Forvandle livet av dem.
I especially pray for those people who lifted their hand.
Og jeg ber spesielt for de som har løftet opp
hendene. You see their heart's desire.
Du ser deres hjertes
begjær. You see their longings.
Og du ser deres lengsel.
Today the Holy Spirit has ministered to them.
I dag så den hellige ånd virker.
So I pray that you will transform them in the name of Jesus.
And
the word that you have spoken today, God, let this word be sinking in everyone's heart that heard the word today. Transform every one of them. Use them for your glory. Put a hedge of protection around them so that no evil can come against them. We thank you, we give you the honor and glory. In Jesus' name I pray.